Blackstone Audio presents Where Dead Men Meet by Mark Mills. This book is read by David Linsky. Yet meet we shall, and part, and meet again where dead men meet, on lips of living men. Samuel Butler. England. Chapter 1. Had Sister Agnes been less devout, she would have lived to celebrate her 48th birthday. Not that celebrating such milestones had ever come naturally to her. She had no difficulties with Easter, steeping herself in Christ's selfless passion, living his suffering as best she could. But even his birthday seemed trivial by comparison, never mind her own. If she played along, it was purely for the sake of the children, whose small faces lit up like beacons whenever Sister Beatrice produced from the orphanage's ancient oven one of her chocolate cakes, its sponge as dense as brick, and almost as tasteless. There had been no birthday cakes at the Carthusian nunnery where Agnes took her sacred vows at the age of 19. No, there had been seemingly endless hours of prayer and silent meditation within the confines of her tiny cell, and meals handed out through a hatch to limit the distraction of human contact. The devotional rigours of the order had ultimately proved too much for her, and despite the passage of the years and the gratifying sense of purpose that 3 decades at St. Teresa's orphanage had brought her, she had never quite been able to shake off the feeling that she had somehow fallen short in the eyes of the Lord. This was the reason she still rose dutifully from her bed at midnight, as she had back at the nunnery, to offer a prayer to Our Lady.